Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning. The Lord's blessed us with a beautiful day to be together, worship God together, study together, sing together, and just be together. Isn't it great? We have all those togethernesses. And we are studying together, getting to know Jesus and looking at who Jesus is. What does the Bible tell us about Jesus in all these different capacities of who He really is? And this morning, we want to spend some time looking at what Jesus and what the Bible has to say about Him being the light. Okay? So, you know, we started out in our scripture reading this morning in John chapter 1. That's where we're going to begin our lesson this morning. John chapter 1. And I've kind of broken this lesson down into looking at light and three other characteristics that go with that light. And so we start out talking about light and life. And so look at what John says to begin with here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And so, you know, to begin with, we start looking at this, and we find out that how the connection between life and light, that is Jesus, and the fact that Jesus was the creator of everything that has been created, thus giving the world life. Exactly. You see? And so the light gives life. All right? The light is the source of life. Jesus provides light for those who are in darkness. In Psalm 119, the psalmist, verse 105, says, "Your Word is a lamp unto my feet." The Word came into the world to be able to shine its light into a world that is full of darkness. We'll talk about more of that in just a moment. But that is the nature of the Word itself, that the Word is light. You see? And you stop and think about it for a moment. What do you typically need light for? To be able to see. Okay? If it weren't for light, where would we all be? In the darkness. We talked about this earlier in a study, earlier in the year, when we were talking about knowing God and experiencing God, and we talked about His very nature being light. The Bible tells us God is light. And one of the things that we talked about there was just the fact that darkness doesn't exist in and of itself. Darkness is basically a place without light, or it is the absence of light. You see? Where you can add light to a dark place, you cannot add darkness to a light place. Does that make sense? You see? There is no device, in other words, you know, like there is a flashlight that gives light, there is no device that you can find anywhere that gives darkness. Okay? Nobody's come up with that yet, you see? Because darkness is just simply the absence of light. And so wherever God isn't, since He is light, wherever Jesus isn't, that is darkness, because the light shines in the darkness. You walk with Jesus, His intention is to illuminate your way so that you can see where you're going in this dark world in which we live. That's part of the reason why He came, you see, to illuminate our path. And that's why He gave us His Word. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus said of Himself, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now you see, basically what Jesus is saying is, I'm your flashlight, I'm your lantern. You see? I'm the one who illuminates the path as you go through this world. so that you can see where you're going and where you need to go. Without Jesus, then, where are you going to be walking? In the darkness. That's right, nowhere, because you're going to bump into everything, aren't you? You see? You're going to be in darkness. And so Jesus, when He declares Himself to be the light of the world, see, He declares Himself to be the one who is shining and marking the path for those who will follow Him to go. And when you're following Jesus, His declaration says what? You will never walk in darkness. See, I like that. I like that. See, I don't know of anybody else in history, I don't know of any other religious leader throughout the human history that declares that kind of ability. There are those who claim to be great guides and have given great wisdom to follow and all of those things, but none that claim to be the light that shines in the darkness. None that claim to be the one who lights the path for those who follow Him. You see, the reality is, and I don't think I really need to tell you this, but I thought I'd just bring it up in case your life is so cozy and so wonderful that you never have any problems. The reality is that life is tough, isn't it? You see? And try to make it in this dark world that we live in on your own, and where are you going to end up? You're going to end up staying in the darkness. But when you let Jesus lead you, so you follow Him, then you're not walking in the darkness any longer. You are walking in the light. That's the only way to get through this world, is to follow Jesus as He illuminates our path for us. Without following Jesus, then the only alternative we have is to stumble around in the darkness. That's why, as we talked about last week, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, not an alternative to something else, but the only one. You see? And Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness so that we can find our way. And that brings us to the next topic, is light and darkness. John 1 and verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Or some of your translations say, comprehended it not. The reality is that not everyone likes the light. You see? Not everyone likes the light. And Jesus gives us an indication as to why they don't like the light. Look over in John chapter 3. Look at what Jesus has to say, beginning in verse 19. He says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done done through God. You see, there are people, there's a lot of people in this world who don't like the light. And the reason is because they're living in evil ways. They're living in bad ways. They're living against God's ways. They're living a lie. You see? And when you shed the light on something that you don't want the light to be shed on, then that sometimes can be hurtful or embarrassing. Okay? If you think about it kind of this way, you know, what happens to you? You know, you find yourself just sound asleep, right? And you're in that nice dark bedroom or on the couch and living in as dark as it can be, and someone walks in and flips on the light. What is your typical first reaction? Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I point that out is because I think that's the typical reaction of those who are outside of Christ, who are trying to hide in the darkness. They don't want the light to be turned on. You because they like where they are. Because as long as they stay in the darkness, they can continue to live and to work their evil deeds. And that's why right now, in this particular time in history, there is so much opposition in America to Christianity. Not just in America, but throughout the world. But it's really heating up here in America. Because the culture that we live in is going further and further and further away from God and into the darkness. And the darkness does not like the light. And so the more that Christians stand up for the truth, say, the more opposition we are going to find. Because the darkness does not like the light. And those who are living in the darkness want to continue to be able to do what they want to do. And so we're going to continue to face more and more opposition as we shine our light in the dark world in which we live. Look over in Matthew chapter 4 for just a moment. And notice, you know, when we talk about the light and we look at Jesus or the Word being the light, and we understand the whole concept of what the purpose of light is, the purpose of the light is to illuminate what is in the dark. You see? And as we've already seen, to be able to shine on the path so that people can see their way. Look at what is recorded here in Matthew concerning Jesus as he begins his ministry. Here is a quote from Isaiah that is attributed to Jesus himself. Matthew chapter 4, beginning in verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Galilees. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You see, it really is all about the light coming in and exposing what is in the darkness. But it's not just to expose the evil deeds of those who are evil and will remain evil, but more importantly, it is to expose the light so that those who are in the darkness and want to get out can find their way. You see, the reality is that not everyone is going to want to find their way out of the darkness. As we just saw, the darkness, those in living in the evil ways, they don't want to get out of the darkness. But those who do, that light shines in the darkness to light the path so they can see their way clearly out of there. So that light, you see, it has two things that it does as it shines in the darkness. Number one, it exposes the deeds of evilness. But secondly, it illuminates the path so that people who are wanting to get out of the darkness can find their way. And that's what Jesus does as the light. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 10, the Apostle Paul talks about those who belong to Christ. And he says, you were once darkness, now you are light. Light in the Lord. He says, live as children of light. Well, again, he's talking about you and I. You see? The fact that all of us at one time were in darkness. But those who belong to Christ are now children of the light. See? And then what that does is it puts upon us a certain responsibility, doesn't it? He says, live as children of the light. Why is that? Because it is our job and our responsibility to light the path for others who are wanting to get out of the darkness and into the light. Jesus has placed that responsibility on us, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, He designated us, that is His followers, as the light of the world. You are the light of the world, He said. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. And neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand where it gives light to all who are in the house. And then He says, in the same way, let your light shine before men so that they will see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So you see, He's given us the responsibility not just to carry the light, but to be the light. See? That is that source of light that will allow people to see their way from the darkness into the light. That's ours to carry. Okay? Our responsibility. And then, thirdly, we look at light and truth. And what is the connection between those two? Back over in John chapter 1 and verse 9, it says there concerning Jesus, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Now, we need to understand this word true as it refers to the light in the proper sense. Because what it really refers to and what it means as this word is used here is real. It's true in the sense of it being real or being genuine or being authentic. As opposed to it being some kind of an artificial light, you see, or some other kind of substitute or what have you. It is the real thing. The light, that is Jesus, that came into the world is the genuine article. Not a copy, not someone who's pretending or trying, but He is the real light. And that's significant and important because there are an awful lot of others who are claiming to provide light. You see? But there's not but one true light that has come into the world for every man. You see, there are other world religions that claim to have a leader who is enlightening people. You see? But those leaders are not the true light. They're not the one, the genuine light. You see? And they're not going to lead someone to true life. Jesus is the real deal, as the saying goes. You see? And one of the other things about the real or the true light is since Jesus is the source of light, you don't ever have to worry about the light going out. You see, you don't have to worry about checking the batteries. You say, how many times have you ever picked up a flashlight to go, you know, shine in the darkness and it doesn't work? And what do? You stand there and bang on the top of it as if that's going to fix it, right? Somehow that's going to recharge those dead batteries and make that light work. Well, with Jesus, you don't have to worry about it. You see? He's never going to go dim. Because Jesus, it doesn't say here that Jesus has the light. It says He is the light. He is the source of light in the world. You see? So we don't have to change the batteries. You don't have to recharge them. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to follow Him. Walk with Him as He illuminates your path. It's true in the sense of steady, trustworthy, and reliable. You see, again, we don't have to worry about ever going out. You see, He is always there. Jesus is the true light. He is the source, as I said a moment ago, that is always bright, is always there, and is always shining in the darkness. Now again, one of the things that we have to keep in mind about the purpose of Him being the light is because everyone has been in the darkness. Once you sin, then you are in darkness. And the only way to get out of the darkness is by the light. Right? And Jesus is that true light that has come for, and again, the verse there says, for every man. Okay? Everyone. Not just some, not special ones, not some people that are pre-selected or anything like that, but for every man. And that follows the promise that God made to Abraham, doesn't it? Through you, all nations of the earth would be blessed. Jesus came to save all men. And you see, truth exposes the lies of darkness. One of the things that Satan tries to do with us is to hold us in darkness by lies. See? And the more lies he can convince us of, and then he holds us there, and we find ourselves, if we're not careful, slowly sliding back into the darkness. And that's why the relationship of light and truth is so important, because the light exposes the truth. It allows us to see the lies for what they really are, so that we can be free from those lies. Okay? And be able to truly be walking with Christ. Thus, oftentimes the statement that people make, and you've probably made this statement a few times in your life, when someone will say, let's shed a little light on the subject. Okay? And what does that generally refer to? Let's take a really good look at this so we can make sure we understand it clearly, or those kinds of things, aren't it? See? And that's what Jesus does. When the world, through Satan, is presenting us situations and circumstances and problems and trials and tribulations, what we need to do is shed a little light on the subject. See? And allow that light of Jesus to help us to see through the lies so we can see the truth of whatever is going on, and thus to be able to find our way. Now, the question for you this morning is, do you know Jesus as the light of the world? Where do you find yourself right now? Maybe it's a position where you're walking in darkness because you've not given your life to Christ yet. If that's where you are, you need to understand that Jesus is the only light that can save you. And if you're ready to come out of the darkness into the light, then you need to call upon Jesus as your Lord and confess Him as such. You need to repent of the sin that's separating you from God and keeping you in that darkness. You need to have your sins washed away in the waters of baptism and thus come into the light of Jesus Christ. And you can do that right now, this morning, if that's what you need to do and you're ready to make that commitment. Or maybe perhaps you've been in the light, but your light, you know, you're not really kind of hanging on to Jesus. Maybe you've just kind of been skirting along in the darkness here and on the edge and trying to do the best that you can in both worlds. Maybe even fading back into the darkness in your life. If that's what's going on in your life, then I urge you to call upon Jesus and allow His light to illuminate whatever Satan has got you tangled up in, whatever struggles, whatever problems, whatever lies he's convinced you of. Let Jesus' light illuminate that for you so you can be free of that. We're here and prepared to help you to do that with whatever it is that you might be struggling with or any other need that you may have. We're going to stand and sing a song here in just a moment, and we use that as an invitation so that anyone can come and to say, hey, this is what's going on in my life. I need prayers. I need encouragement. I need guidance. Or hey, I just want to praise the Lord about this great thing in my life. I'll be up here to receive you, and Ted will be in the back to receive anyone that would like to just have a private prayer or conversation with him back there. Why don't you stand and let's sing together.